from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Four people are dead after an overnight house fire in Hamilton. Officials say the call came in around 11 last night for a blaze in a row of townhomes. Firefighters discovered two adults and two children on the second floor of a home. They were rushed to hospital where they were pronounced dead. Meanwhile, in Elliott Lake, one person was killed in an overnight apartment fire. The body of an OPP officer has been taken home. The procession for 28-year-old Constable Greg Pierschala left the Chief Coroner's Office in Toronto this morning, making its way up Highway 400 to his hometown of Barrie. Hundreds of first responders and civilians lined the overpasses to pay their respects. A funeral will be held on Wednesday. The officer was shot down while responding to a call of a vehicle in a ditch near Hagersville in southern Ontario. Two suspects are in custody, charged with first-degree murder. The executive director of the Alzheimer's Society, Cochrane Temiskaming, says giving caregiver supports is an important part of the services the organization provides. Tracy Coscamp-Bergeron says providing caregiver strategies helps its goal of keeping loved ones at home for as long as possible.
But also to keep them well, because if the caregiver isn't well, they're not able to look after their loved one at home. And so whether that means manage their stress, helping them, you know, reach out to family and friends to offer help.
Coscamp-Bergeron says a New Year's resolution might be to help a caregiver or a friend with meals or snow removal. Flag-raising ceremonies and information booths at grocery stores are among the activities the Society has planned to mark Alzheimer's Awareness Month in January. 2022 was a busy year politically in our region. Municipal and provincial elections filled a lot of our newscasts, and there were provincial and national matters that reverberated across northeastern Ontario. Dennis J. Puska has more.
While the streets of the national capital were blocked by truckers for most of February, Timmins James Bay New Democratic MP Charlie Angus was calling it an international embarrassment. He said police in Ottawa failed to do their job, Premier Doug Ford failed to show leadership, and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau failed to unify the country. Also this year, Meshkigawat James Bay member of provincial parliament Guy Borgway kept fighting for better snowplow standards for Highways 11 and 17 in the north. The NDPer stayed with his private member's bill to clear snow within 8 hours of a storm ending, even after the province increased the standard from 16 to 12 hours. Dennis J. Puska, Country 93.1 News.
To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.